Though he's better known for his graphic art, Ray Troll is no stranger to playing music. Though some of the tracks on the new Ray Troll and the Ratfish Wranglers album were written over 30 years ago, this is his first studio effort. Troll, who has played in several bands over the years, says he enlisted the help of several of his former bandmates to record Where the Fins Meet the Frets. Troll said he had collaborated with local musicians Craig Cook and Shauna Lee in the 1980s.
20 years ago, I was in a band called The Squawking Fish with Craig Cook and Shauna Lee in the waning days of the Squawking Fish. Shauna Lee was in that. In the 80s, we were sort of a synth band in a way, you know, like everyone was. And we had the electronic drummer that kept a very good beat. There's just that sound that was like, but no, so it's much more organic. I knew I wanted it to be more acoustic because I've been playing more acoustic music, and I began to kind of actually like folk music. It always been, just couldn't get into it, and now I'm kind of into it.
While Troll might be into folk music, the album defies easy categorization. Troll drew on literally dozens of local artists to produce the 16-song CD. He says much of what makes the album special are the contributions from those musicians. Troll says much of what is on the record was the result of bringing some basic chords and lyrics into the studio and allowing the artists to run with it.
It veers all over the place stylistically, and that was really the sheer fun of it, the insane fun of it, too. I wanted to kind of capture that feeling of fun, and was the improvisational nature of it.
The album was recorded in Ketchikan during the spring of 2007. Troll says local artist Steven Jackson did much of the recording for the project and produced the majority of the tracks on the album.
We try to capture that magic, you know, just the stuff that happened. And that was really the challenge. And Steven Jackson, I got to give him just a huge shout out because he was recording all this on his Mac, and we might do these like 45-minute long versions of songs, you know, and knowing we couldn't really do the jazz extended version, we had to go back in, and Steven, you know, really almost, you know, a year here cutting those apart, and there was a few digital glitches and trying to reconstruct the stuff, and then to get it down to 5 or 6 minutes, and you know, for the longest song, like the Ratfish song, is this really crazy song.
Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you a little story. Let me tell you about it. Let me tell you a little story. Let me tell you a little story about a fishy friend of mine. Dating back 300 million years of time. Go fish, go fish, compare that to Stickly Mouth, drinking with the rat fish rule.
Troll says local cinematographer Mark Osborne is producing a video for the track currently. He says the video is being shot in New York City. However, many of those appearing in the video are from Ketchikan. Troll also enlisted the help of those still living in the first city. He says members of the Ketchikan High School Choir helped with the song Omega Threes.
I wrote this one called Omega Threes, and I kept hearing it in my head as this big choir. You know, wouldn't it be cool if we could have a choir doing this? So I went up and talked to the K-High choir teacher, Trina Elliott. The next day, she had written a part. We came in. Some kids stayed after school. Trina was there, and then there was like a cast of 15 kids that sang along on the Omega Threes. And the
Omega Threes behind me.
True to the form of his graphic art, the album is a mix of science, fish, and sheer goofiness. On the song The Ballad of William Beebe, Troll visits one of his favorite subjects, deep sea exploration. The track recounts the adventures of two great pioneers of underwater research, William Beebe and Otis Barton.
There were these two guys, William Beebe and Otis Barton, and they climbed inside this little 4-foot steel sphere with a couple thick little windows on it. And they had themselves lowered, you know, into the Atlantic Ocean about a quarter mile. And, you know, they're the first guys to go beyond the light of the sun and live to tell about it.
Right on his side, it was hard to keep from being terrified, sinking down into the black.
Much of the album has an ocean theme, whether it's about explorers, fish, or cannery workers. However, the oldest track on the album, one Troll wrote while in graduate school, takes a different twist.
It's my song about a cowboy being on the back road and he's picked up by these aliens, and he has to sit down and write a song to his family. Right. Yeah, say goodbye to all my friends for me, you know, and give the kids all my love, tell them their daddy's gone
give
to the stars.
Give all the kids all my love and say their daddy's gone to the stars above. Just because I'm leaving the galaxy, just because it's goodbye to the earth, just because I'll be lost in the stars, it don't mean that I won't miss you. It don't mean that I won't love you always.
In Ketchikan, I'm Alec Dickinson.